It's the Retirement Domination Life After Work podcast with Tom Jacobs and Michelle McCormick.
I'm excited. Whenever we do anything that has to do with food, is a very good day. Welcome to the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. Leave a comment. We'd love to hear good or bad. Well, I would like to hear the good. Can you take
only
the,
good?
Only good. Yeah. Only good. Tom Jacobs, Michelle McCormick, Chef Jenna. Chef Jenna is a staple in West Michigan and actually in the culinary community nationwide because she has been. You have seen her on the likes of Guy's Grocery Game. She has been on, I see you everywhere in every trade about culinary anything and certainly philanthropy. Did I say that right?
You did?
Yeah. It's certainly philanthropy. But we're lucky enough to have her here in West Michigan. Hi, Chef Jenna.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
We're very excited because we do all things retirement when you're getting ready to retire. And I know a couple things about you. I know you're, you're a hell of a chef. I know you have a great restaurant.
You like pink.
I do like pink.
We should describe her. Well, you'll look at the photo too above, but you also drive a pink hoopty. I mean, what is that car?
Yeah, she's my happy car. I mean, everyone knows where I am and they can see me coming. My license plate said Food Hugs. So it's a fun car to drive and I get a lot of people like, when they shouldn't be, but taking their phone out and taking videos of it. And I just wave like, hey.
So you started off being a chef and now you're just evolved into this great giving human being. I don't think you've always been a great giving human being, but what you do now, we're going to talk about your nonprofit.
Sure.
But also I want to talk about when you're thinking about retiring, one of my bucket lists is Italy. And you have taken a food tour of Italy.
A year I do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So I had a friend that lived in Grand Rapids. She had a food truck. And then she got married and moved to upstate New York. And her husband owns like apple orchards everywhere. And so she started doing this thing called Onward Travel with her sisters. And they're food tours. So we go, she's like, hey, do you want to pair up with me? Because she knew I had a whole bunch of clients that might be interested because they're coming to an Italian restaurant often. So I said, oh my God, that sounds amazing. So we are almost 10 years in doing two trips a year. It's awesome. So it's only 14 people. It sells out like Taylor Swift concert tickets. It's gone at 12:01. Wow. We put them on sale at 12. At 12:01, people are crying because they didn't get in. And we're like, it's only 14 spots. But we like that it's small. It's all age groups that show up. It's singles, too. It could be anyone.
Retired singles, even?
Absolutely. All the time. And every group is so different, but so much fun because they all love traveling and drinking and eating. So onwardtravel.co, not .com, is onwardtravel.co/amore to learn about our trips. They're amazing. And you're right. They are bucket list trips.
Do you have so I have relatives in Naples. In Naples. And my grandfather is Sicilian. So that's a
thing. Wow.
Yeah, that never happened. But
we're going to Sicily in April.
This is a thing. My mother was first generation, not arranged marriage. It was the first generation where she didn't. Grandma Cutie. My mother's maiden name is Cutie, C-U-T-I.
Yeah.
You go and you visit. Is this your grandma who you visited?
She passed away.
I know she did. But you would take these visits to this woman and she would cook with you.
Yeah, only one group got to do that. Only one group. And they feel so special that they got to do that in her house. And cooked for everybody.
So I brought up. So.
And, oh, it's so cool. It's so cool.
Have you been to Italy?
I have.
Where did you do? Did you eat your way through Italy?
I did. I'm still trying to work it off now. 7 years later.
But they say it's eating. I mean, it's an eating trip. You have to eat your way through Italy.
You do.
Tuscany has always been my dream.
Yes.
Like, what's more expensive? Where are the places? If I'm thinking, what?
Well, I mean, Tuscany is a huge area, so it could be anywhere. But when we go, we are near Chianti, and it's...
Chianti, like the wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, well, that's where they make it. Mm-hmm. But they have towns that are You know, Greve and Chianti is usually where we stay. And the most famous butcher in the world has a restaurant there. And Anthony Bourdain actually went to see him.
The most famous butcher in the world? Who is this? And what do we mean? And what?
Oh, literally, I call him the meat cheerleader because they will be up. They have an upstairs restaurant and they come with like these huge steaks and they're like waving them around and then they throw them on this grill. And every course, there's like 8 courses of meat. Like the first one is tartare and then they move up. And I was like, you know, I love that. I love to watch other people experience it.
Yeah. Because
it's a crazy place. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy cool place.
Yeah.
It's not just pasta, though, in Italy. So if you want to do a tour of Italy, like, what's the...
Every single town has their own recipes because Italians eat what's around them.
Yeah.
So, like, if you go to the north... Like, I was telling this to a group of Girl Scouts on Saturday. I was showing them around some recipes. And I was like, in the north, they have more cows. So they have Parmigiano Reggiano, which is a cow's milk cheese. And then you go down to Rome, and they have more sheep. So you know Pecorino Romano, or Romano cheese, is made from sheep milk. It's not made from cow milk. Yeah, so it's they eat what's around them, and then... That goes with, like, risotto. They grow rice in the north, but in the south they make pasta. So it's interesting to study about Italy and the history of the food there because it's so, so cool.
That's amazing, let alone the wine.
Oh, yeah, the wine from every town thinks their wine is the best. They're going to argue. I mean, Italians are that way. They're like, no, mine is the best, you know. So yesterday I had a Nebbiolo, which is from the north, and that is... Nebbia means fog, so the grapes grow in the fog, and so they taste different. When you go to the south, there's a lot more sunshine. They're drier, so your wine is more raisiny. It's so fun to learn. There's so many things to learn about Italian food.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you take a trip to Italy, would it be beneficial? Obviously, we want to be one of the 14 to go with you.
Yeah.
But would it be beneficial to get like a guided trip? Because a lot of travel agents tell you about it. Or would you, like, what's...
Well, that's what's so cool about our trip is that I'm there and I speak Italian. So I can help you through things. But we also, everything's included. So when you show up at the airport and leave for Grand Rapids to go to Italy... All you have to do is meet with us, and we do the whole rest of the thing, so you don't have to think about anything.
That's my kind of deal.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. It's all-inclusive. It's bougie. We go to Michelin restaurants at least once during the trip. And I always lose weight when I'm on that trip because we walk everywhere.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
So I don't even worry about it. I'm just like... I know I'm going to walk everywhere, and I'm going to enjoy every meal.
So explain the history of, like, Sicily is down, is the island down below.
Yep. That's and, where we're going.
Yeah, and it used to be, like, I want to say back in the day they sent the prisoners there, or the bat, like, that's my grandmother say, like, she'd spit every time she said, but yet her husband was Sicilian, but she'd spit every time she said Sicily.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
Hilarious. Carmela cutie.
It's still Italy. It's still Italy, but... I really enjoy Sicily. I think the food is so much different.
What is different about it?
It's just hard to describe until you go there. You know, they're famous for a lot of really amazing sweets, like cannoli. Siciliano is different than cannoli they make on the mainland. So sheep's milk, like ricotta, so it tastes totally different. So when they come here and they try, you know, cannoli, they're like, that's not cannoli. It's just funny. Everyone has their idea and opinion on that.
What is the price point for something as awesome as this?
So over the years, it's changed because inflation. But I think right now they're about $6,500 for the, it's like 7 days, all inclusive.
That includes the airfare too?
No.
Not the same. Boy, that doesn't sound bad.
Me too. I thought the same thing.
No, but we stay
per person.
Yeah. We stay in really beautiful hotels or villas. In Tuscany, we rent a whole villa out.
Wow.
And it's just for us. And there's a kitchen, and we bring chefs in. It's ridiculous. It's like a dream. It's literally a dream.
You being a chef, though, I feel like you know. Have you gotten to know the chefs there over the years?
In fact, one of them's coming in February to Amore.
What?
And he's a cheesemaker from Ravello near Amalfi Coast. And we're doing a cheesemaking class if you guys want to come. He is the cutest guy. And he's been texting me off and on because he's trying to figure out his plans for getting his curd so we can make fresh mozzarella and burrata.
Curd.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, too. If you're about to retire and you want to use Jacob's Financial Services so that you can be rest assured and rest easy and do things like cheese making classes, like tequila tasting classes, mm-hmm. like wine tasting classes. Yep. Adam Mori, do you do classes like that? Or is this the, because that cheese one is great. What else
do
you?
Yeah, so this is a special thing because he hasn't been here for 4 years. He actually came right before COVID started and luckily got home in time. But it's been 4 years since he's been here and he is the cutest, him and his wife. And she translates for him because his English is so-so. So do I. But we make burrata in the restaurant, and you can sign up for that class.
And you got to do it.
I know. You will love him. You'll fall in love with him.
How many? Just one class?
We're trying to decide if we can do one or two. But we can only do like 40 people because it takes like 5 to 10 minutes to make the cheese with him, and we want everyone to have that time. So
you need to do two because if we do Jacob's Financial, if we do the staff here,
we fill up one.
We'll fill up
right.
One.
I know, and it's so much fun. And he, like I said, this is just a bonus. He, you know, normally people don't come over here from Italy to do cheese classes in the middle of February.
I was just going
to
say in winter. Ugh. Right.
I know, but he loves it. His wife is from Poland, so she's used to snow and just the cutest. So we do cool stuff like that, but we also do wine dinners. I have comedy shows sometimes at Amore.
I do know this. And I must meet this person because my father is from Poland.
Stop. What? Do you see her earrings?
Yeah, they're...
Is that cool?
My fork and my
spoon. Fork and spoon. Every little thing. She has a heart on her cheek. She's got... And your tooth, you even have a sparkle.
Gem.
She has a tooth gem. Who has a tooth gem? And then did you see her nails? We'll post pictures.
Nails. I see the sparkly.
These are my Valentine nails.
You are ready, girl.
I know it. The thing is, though, you are this great chef, and your nails are perfect. How does that work?
They're really strong. And I wear gloves at work, so...
Or you have really good sous chefs.
Yeah, no, I do. Actually, but no, we wear gloves at work. So
yeah. Also, not only do you have a fantastic restaurant, you can take us on a tour of Italy when I retire, or even when we don't retire. But if you're about to retire and you want to take a trip, when do those go on sale for the next one? When do you do it?
They're usually a good 9 months ahead of time.
Okay.
Yeah, so people can plan, and she'll even book your tickets for you, so we're all on the same flight. But yeah, doesn't suck. It's a pretty awesome gig that I get to go and show people
Sounds
Italy.
Great.
I think I've seen more Italy than my husband.
And he
from
is
there.
Is he from there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you meet him there?
No, I met him in San Francisco.
Oh, there's a story. That's another podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But not only do you do all of this, you also have a nonprofit. You need to tell us about that.
Yeah. So I started Food Hugs during COVID, and we were delivering free meals to frontline workers. And it could have been anyone. It could have been EMTs, police officers, fire, nurses, doctors. We just felt like people needed to feel loved and hugged by real food. You know, a lot of people were struggling mentally. I know I was, without being able to see people that I wanted mm-hmm. to see. And people passing away and not being able to see whoever passed away before they passed. And so we started doing meals, and then we started doing funeral meals for free for people. And then we started to realize people didn't have money for cars. Like in the industry, in our industry, especially restaurants, everyone was hurting to make ends meet. A lot of places closed down. And we were lucky enough to be open.
I can remember that you were one of the few games in town. And
we were.
It was just a
drive up.
Grab and go, drive up. And
half pans of lasagnas.
And I was so thankful that I could go there and get some great food when everything else was locked down.
Right.
So kudos to you guys.
Well, thanks. And it just, Food Hugs has blossomed into bigger things than just feeding people. So we've gotten 6 cars for single parents or people
who need.
It's just crowdfunding. Like literally, hey, can you donate $5 today? And that's 500 people donating $5 and we can get a car for someone. But it's very hyper local, and it's like so easy to do. We just have to get people to pull together. Mm. But recently I had a fundraiser for my 50th birthday, and my goal was to raise 50 grand so I could have it in the bank. I'd never had more than like 16,000 in our bank account ever. And this is our fourth year. So on my 50th birthday, we had a party, a pink party. And my goal was 50 grand, but we doubled it.
Wow.
I know.
For food hugs.
For food hugs.
So what's the first thing you're going to do with that? Like, what next?
Well, I have a board, so we have to sit down and figure it out, because we had so many meetings leading up to the party. I was like, let's give them a break. But we're going to do a tip back Thursday, which is another thing we started.
Explain what tip back Thursday is. It's my favorite thing. I watch you on social. This is the best. It's a heartwarming thing. If you're having a day and you see Jenna doing a tip back, explain what that is.
So during my birthday, during COVID, I had me and my girlfriend, we were just like, hey, I looked at her and go, I just saw the thing on TikTok, this girl who raises money and gives big tips to servers. And I was like, do you think we can do that here in Grand Rapids? And she's like, let's try. So I got on my Facebook and I was like, hey, whoever wants to donate, whatever you want to donate to Venmo, I'm going to give to this. And this was Charlie's Bar and Grill in Plainfield. And within like an hour, I had $1,500 to give them. And like I said, no one was going out to eat. So these people were working hard, but not making anything. And so we gave them $1,500 and walked out. It was crazy.
It's great. Wow.
And
we've
done that 65 times. So $65,000 plus.
Just anonymously?
Yeah.
You go in
We because people are donating, we videotape it so they can see where it goes.
Yeah.
Plus it inspires other people. When you show people what you do, it inspires other people.
That's what I think.
And Tom, that's why when Tom started Jacob's Financial Services, it was started out of necessity. It's started from your heart. And I always say you serve with an open hand. And his parents lost their retirement, half of their retirement, back in 08. And then you started Jacob's Financial Services.
Wait, how did they lose it? Do you want to talk about it or no?
It's hard to talk about, but, you know, they were invested 100% in the market, just like almost everybody we meet with. They have all their retirement money, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, their company 401k maybe. And in 2008, when the market shifted and tanked, my folks got caught holding the bag, and they lost almost 50% in like 6 months. And the frustrating thing for me is, as I'm trying to figure out what's going on and meet with my parents' advisors, I'm hearing just this garbage, like, everybody loses money sometimes. It's just a paper loss. When you lose a bunch of money, you just lost a bunch of money.
Correct.
Period. And we're all about helping people win in retirement, taking that stress away, and go do what you want to do. Go to Italy.
Well, yeah.
Go eat some great food.
I have to get Maurizio, my husband, in contact with you. He's our money guy.
Please do.
And you might be able to help us, too.
Yeah, for sure. We'd love to.
Jenna, please come back when you can come back. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I would love to. I have so much to talk about.
I know. We have details about Jenna's nonprofit, her restaurant.
How can we support you? Website?
Yeah, we have a website.
To the restaurant. What do we do?
Yeah, we have a website for Food Hugs, foodhugs.org. And you can go look to see what we do. There should be a donate button. You can follow me on social media. And when I'm doing my little asks, you can donate $5 and help someone, or $1 million, whatever you want to do. You help me find people that want to donate to me. And then we're at the restaurant, 5080 Alpine Avenue, 6 Mile in Alpine. And it sounds like a wild place to be, but we've been there 14 years. When we started,
great restaurant.
My daughters were 3 and 5, and now they're 17 and 20.
20?
Yeah, she's at MSU, a junior.
Oh,
crazy.
Are you at the restaurant every day?
Mostly, yes.
Yeah.
Unless I'm in Italy.
Very good.
Oh, boy.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jenna.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Chef Jenna, again, details above. Leave a comment, subscribe, and go get some good Italian food.
Heck yeah.
Subscribe to the Retirement Domination Life After Work podcast and leave a review. We'd love to hear from you. Jacobs Financial Services offers insurance and annuity products. All guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. We do not provide investment, tax, or legal advice and are not affiliated with any government agency.